This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Happy New Year to you.
No, Happy New Year to you, Dustin R.R. Rhodes. He wasn't even here this week, was he? You were here, right, Tyler? What's up with that?
I'm asked a lot to fill in on the morning show when Dustin and Brandon aren't here. Don't be back Friday, though.
Welcome and welcome back. Why? Why are they going to be back Friday?
The vacation time ran up, I guess.
I
guess they're coming back. I don't know.
All right. Happy New Year, 2025. January 1st, 2025. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670. The Score, 940 this hour. Talk to Pete Futak. collegefootballnews.com. The quarterfinal games are going on. They kind of look like finals. Quarterfinals game started yesterday. And we'll get Pete's take on that and where it goes and what happens. And can Alabama people just shut up? Can the SEC just shut up? You know, Michigan just slapped you around. Michigan's done with you. Rode you hard, hung you up wet, and there you go. So Alabama, all you Alabama honks, SEC, what happened? You sucked is what happened. And at 10 o'clock, Patrick Finley. Oh, has he been writing stuff? Caleb Williams going to play, but should he? You know what? Let's start there. Patrick Finley will have more. I was discussing Caleb Williams' health behind that rolling tollway known as the Bears pass protection, that offensive line. But it's more than just that. I mean, it's like the coaches refuse to give enough people help, give enough help to Caleb Williams. This is reminiscent of Matt Nagy deciding not to provide extra blocking for Justin Fields in his debut when he got sacked 4,000 times, I think, roughly. That's the physical part for Caleb Williams. Maybe he survived Sunday. Maybe there's no Achilles injury. Maybe there's no broken shoulder. I don't know. He's going to play. We don't know why he's going to play, what there is to be gained by his playing. Maybe they treat it like a preseason game. Maybe he plays two series, they pull him out, and Tyson Bagent, come on down. That's the physical part with him. The other discussion is the mental part. This might be an issue. This is starting to sound like an issue. During Thursday's air sickness bag of a performance against Seattle, Kirk Herbstreit was talking about whether Caleb Williams would learn to be a great quarterback in this league, something like that. But it was about learning, growing into that. Earlier in the week, Chris Beatty, the titular offensive coordinator, even though he's not, he was talking about Caleb Williams learning how to learn in the NFL. Now, understand, Herb Street would say that if he would talk to an offensive coordinator or any coach, because that's what announcers do in advance of a game. They get to audience with the coaches, and that learning thing comes up. And you've heard announcers carry water for certain guys. Boy, Chris Collinsworth was carrying it for Luke Getsy. How'd that work out for everybody? Chris Beatty had said earlier in the week, talking about Caleb Williams learning how to learn, he said the idea of Williams being efficient, being sharp in his cadence and rhythm, quote, that's kind of where we've been lacking almost all season, to be honest. Now, wait a minute. Cadence and rhythm were something we heard about in minicamp. And you've been lacking all season. Really? Minicamp was in April. We're in December. It's still an issue. Still not fixed. Not good enough. Not quick enough. Beatty went on, and here's the part that's really concerning. Quote, I do think Williams, he, meaning Caleb Williams, is eager to learn. Learning how to learn, I think that's a lot of it too. That's what some people underestimate or people understate when they're talking about the learning curve for younger quarterbacks is learning how to be a quarterback, learning how to study, learning how to prepare for the game. What's your rhythm as opposed to somebody else's rhythm? We can all look at it and say, well, this veteran did it this way, but he's got to figure out his way. The word learn keeps popping up. The fact that it's popping up at all is a lot more than you want or maybe ever expected from 1-1, the guy taken first overall in last year's draft. A draft of good quarterbacks, maybe some great, and a Bears choice really has played the worst. If that's the way it plays out, this could be a new low even for Bears quarterbacks and Bears front offices. And it's perplexing. Caleb has sounded like, he sounded mature beyond his years, mature beyond his experience. And he acted like a guy growing into leadership. DJ Moore kind of said it a different way when he thought one thing was going to happen and another thing, and, oh, we're going to do it Caleb's way. That's what DJ Moore said. At the same time, he doesn't know how to get rid of the ball, which could save him some physical pain. We're looking at record sack numbers, and he has shown startling bad accuracy. By a guy who was supposed to be on point. That was the whole deal. He could make magic and he could be accurate. He doesn't look any more accurate than Justin Fields, and Justin Fields wasn't accurate. Justin Fields is a running back playing quarterback. It's not that way with Caleb Williams. He's a quarterback playing quarterback, but playing it far below what we expected, far below what I expected. But a quicker release and becoming more accurate would seem to be fixable. You could learn how and improve if a quarterback can learn, if he can learn how to learn. It makes you wonder if the dirty little secret is Caleb Williams, does he study? Does he study enough? We heard stories in camp of him and Keenan Allen and going over plays and calling out all manner of football strategy. He has certainly seemed like a guy who is trying to learn, seemed to be learning, and yet not everybody says he's a first in the building, last out kind of guy. Does he put in enough time? Learning how to learn and then learning how to put in the time to do it are two different things. You need both. I mean, I don't think this is the case, but because this whole thing is opened up with Caleb Williams, has to his own offensive coordinator, interim as he might be, Chris Beatty said he has to learn how to learn at this level. And he hasn't learned cadence and rhythm, which is something they started in April. Seriously? How's he ever going to learn to be a great at quarterback in the NFL? Do the Bears need the Kyler Murray clause? Remember that?
No call of duty.
He has to put in a certain amount of hours of homework before he can go out and play. And this thing spreads wider. Did Ryan Poles fail to do his due diligence? Did he know whether Caleb Williams had study habit issues? Did he know because they start awful, right? At the end, we've seen the special. A lot of that's Caleb Williams being Caleb Williams. Did Caleb Williams, and he had it in college, so you have to wonder, did Caleb Williams use the special to make up for what he didn't learn and got away with it in college? What he should have learned. These are dangerous questions to ask. I realize that. They're also necessary when you put together Caleb's responsibility for almost half the sacks he has taken. And you hear one of his coaches talk about learning how to learn. I didn't think he would be a plug-and-play quarterback. I thought he'd be better than this. Jaden Daniels looks like a plug-and-play quarterback. The Bears didn't take him. He went right behind Caleb Williams. Is he a better student than Caleb Williams? They're both special in their own way. We saw Jaden Daniels get lucky more than be special, and the Bears gave him the opportunity to do that through stupid coaching and, as Rick Morrissey described, Tyreek Stevenson's asshattery. Good for Rick Morrissey getting that into print. I like that. Yes, it's good. Caleb Williams hasn't had a professional offensive coordinator or professional offensive line. What is that effect? What has been that effect? What's affected him? What may have changed him? Ryan Poles failed at that part of the game. So would it not be surprising he failed at doing his due diligence on Caleb Williams? The guy, we know Ryan Poles was mesmerized by the special. That's what he kept saying. The special. The pretty shiny things that Caleb Williams could create. Ryan Poles got enamored of other pretty shiny things. Receivers, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, at the expense of protecting Caleb Williams. You know, it's the first rule of the NFL. The guys closest to the football matter most. Ryan Poles spent his time worrying about the guys farthest from the football. The wideouts. Let's give Caleb Williams weapons. Doesn't matter what weapons you have. If you have failed to protect him, if you have failed at prioritizing the guys closest to the snap of the football. Ryan Poles failed, and he was an offensive lineman. But you'd also think Caleb Williams' experience with an offensive line that sucked would have carried over from USC last year. It would have taught him to get rid of the ball, save yourself some pain. But he doesn't. He has made special things happen. We saw several he would be a legend if not for coaching stupidity, if not for bad special teams. I mean, think about it. We had Wayne Larrabee on. He was talking about the blocked field goal. I said Green Bay came in pretty strong, and the Bears and the Packers blocked the field goal because they saw a tendency in the Bears. They got outcoached there. The Colts game. You're giving Doug Kramer the ball. Isn't that great? Doesn't that sum up Bears coaching and offensive line? You have an offensive lineman who can't get a fumble, can't hold on to the ball. It at the goal line, it was perfect. Nobody can block, and apparently offensive linemen can't hold on to the ball either. But Caleb Williams led scoring drives. He did that against Washington, and the Fail Mary beat him. He has done that at various times this year, in and out of the division. He would be a legend already if Bears hadn't had idiot coaching. He was betrayed by his coaches. He continues to be betrayed by his coaches with a lack of protection. I don't know whether those drives were a result of what Caleb Williams learned or simply his special, as Ryan Poles called it, the magic. But it's too late for the Bears to pull this back. Caleb Williams and learning how to learn is going to be an off-season story you just watch. And each mistake will be viewed through that prism. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You know what? I just don't think we can start a new year without dumping all over George McCaskey. So I think we should do that after this break. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Score.
Happy New Year to you too.
That was Brandon Fryer. These are the Monkees. No, it wasn't. Is this Fastball? Is this
Smash Mouth?
Smash Mouth. I thought love is only true in fairy tale. I've been lectured about how good of musicians the Monkees were. I was lectured by Joey Ice of my Trader Joe's when I just laughed them off as a TV gimmick. And I get this angry email. I think it was in capital letters. We got to talk about the Monkees. And I went and looked it up and, oh my God, they are accomplished musicians. And two of them shared the same birthday. We were talking about birthdays earlier. December 30th. A hard 3-on-3 birthday to beat. Sandy Koufax, LeBron James, and Tiger Woods.
When's your birthday, Rosie?
Mine's June 22nd. Do we need any more? Plenty of shopping days left. I have no idea who else is on that. When's yours, Tyler?
We're fairly close. I'm July 21st.
Okay. And who do you ever look up? What famous person was born on your same day you were?
I would probably say for mine, even though he's been gone for about 10 years, I would probably say the most famous person is Robin Williams.
That's a good one. That's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. I didn't want to miss the opportunity to do this. Before he became general manager of the Bears, before Kevin Warren neutered him, Ryan Poles spent years creating a checklist of leadership traits. This is what he wanted in a head coach. And among the words were poise, emotional intelligence, development mindset, discipline, detail, toughness, energy. Okay. And then he got into an arranged marriage with Matt Eberflus, and then Kevin Warren arranged to turn him into a gelding. And now they're searching for another coach. I mean, all that's good. It all really sounds good. But you have to have football depth and smarts to know it in others. And this is a guy, the GM is a guy who doesn't build from the ball out. The guys closest to the football are the most important. And Ryan Poles got all obsessed with the pretty shiny things on the perimeter. You need football starts. You need football smarts to know it in others, and the Bears don't. And it starts at the top. What kind of football knowledge does George McCaskey have? What has he shown you that he has, other than the number one rule in life, which is be part of the lucky sperm club? You look at the football stuff. Here are the records of Bears coaches under Chairman George McCaskey. Mark Trestman, 13-19. John Fox, 14-34. Matt Nagy, 34-31. That is the gold standard, ladies and gentlemen, under George McCaskey.
And he was ran out of Chicago in four seasons.
Matt Eberflus, 14-32. Thomas Brown, 0-4, soon to be 0-5. That's 75-120 by my math, but I became a writer because I thought there was no math involved. 39%. In other words, the George McCaskey Bears have lost more than 60% of their games and have yet to win a playoff game in the last 13 seasons when George was in position to say yay or nay to a coach. And he was the guy who made the decisions on the GM, too. Got suckered by Phil Emery. And maybe suckered by Ernie Accorsi with Ryan Pace. And God, look at this thing. So if you wonder why such hood ornaments at Alice Hall, Kevin Warren and Phil Emery got there. Well, you can play if you thought, and that includes Ryan Pace too, who once said after a bad Mitch Trubisky season, I really liked his accuracy and his ability to read the field, process things. Right after Mitch Trubisky's coach said he's not accurate and he needs to process things better. All they had to do is play ownership for stupid, and it was there to be played, and they did it. They figured they could do it, and they figured they could play the fans for stupid, too. Ryan Pace did it. John Fox did it. It was obvious, and it was insulting. This is what Bears management is giving to its fans, and that's why its fans were giving it to them, sell the team. Those chants rattled around Soldier Field during that air sickness bag of a game against Seattle. Mark Potash did some heavy lifting. In George McCaskey's 14 seasons as chairman of the Bears, having one winning season ties him for 29th. Having two playoff appearances tied for 28th, and are one of five teams with no playoff victories in that span. They fired five head coaches and two general managers in that time. When their pride is everyone else's embarrassment, what else can the Bears fans do? Root for the Lions? Potsy went on. In fact, in 32 seasons since the unofficial beginning of the McCaskey era, after the firing of George, Halas hired Mike Ditka following the 1992 season, the Bears rank in the bottom 10 in the NFL in virtually every key measurement of success. 449 winning percentage ranks 23rd. Nine winning seasons is 27th. Seven playoff seasons tied for 26th. They have four playoff victories. Only the Lions, Commanders, and expansion Browns have fewer. They do have one Super Bowl appearance in that 32-year span, losing Super Bowl XLI to the Colts, but 16 teams, half of the current NFL, have two or more Super Bowl appearances in that span. So the McCaskey era, which we refer to as AD, after Ditka, my friend, AD. The Bears hiring sommeliers and librarians as coaches to avoid big forceful personalities, no potty mouth people allowed. They remain scarred by Ditka. And I believe that's colored every decision made by whatever random member of the Lucky Sperm Club has been in charge. George counts as his NFL advisors the Bidwells. That's what he said one time. Owner of the Cardinals. Really? The family with fewer Super Bowl appearances than you do. Nyuk, 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 punt. That's where the Bears are. And so it will go this time. You watch. George was suckered by Phil Emery. There's a good chance he's being suckered by Kevin Warren. Looking for the next George Halas, the odds say McCaskey will bring in the next George Costanza. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. I'm going to take a break and come back. We'll talk some college football. Quarterfinals are here in the college football brackets. Playoffs. Talk to Pete Futak after this. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit.
With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Yeah, next up, you're taking on Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. After that week two loss, did you ever think that your team could win 11 straight and make a run like this?
No, we were just concerned about elevating, about getting better, about, you know, improving during the week and taking advantage of the next opportunity we had at hand. And so that ended up being 11 wins, and here we are getting ready to face Georgia. But we're going to enjoy this one together, and then we'll get back to work tomorrow.
Marcus Freeman, coach of the Fighting Irish. Indeed, they'll face Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. As the college football playoff rolls on, hitting some bumps and finding some, actually needing some guardrails and maybe better directions. Let's find out what it needs. Because today's game, well, first, let me introduce Pete Futak of collegefootballnews.com. He is a guest on our hotline. And guests are brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Pete, the games today look like games that could be semifinals or even a championship game. Explain, Lucy.
It's kind of a necessary evil. Look, as we figured out with this 12-team thing, people have to remember, this is not the NCAA tournament. You're not going to get a Cinderella. You know, you can't just get hot from three and, you know, have Central Directional State get by Duke or something like this. I mean, the disparity in talent in college football is unlike any other in all of sports, except for maybe, you know, the high-end baseball with the, you know, somebody with no payroll playing the Dodgers. And even there, if you get a hot pitcher for 2 days, you know, you can get by the Dodgers in the short series or something. So you're in the history of college football, you just don't have any outliers for the most part. In the 10 years of the 14 college football playoff, TCU over Michigan is the only little quirk. And that even includes the conference championships, over 50 conference championships, there wasn't a crazy, like, Purdue over Ohio State thing. So it tends to be really chalky. But you got to get 12 teams into this thing. So, you know, look, are Indiana, SMU, Boise State, and today Arizona State, are they there with, you know, Ohio State, Georgia, and Oregon? No. But they all got in, and you want to give them their chance just to kind of say, okay, you got your shot. You know, look, you had a good enough regular season. We deserve this. Then they get disposed of, and then we move on into a better round of games like we're going to get hopefully today.
It looks like two really good matchups, but explain to me why Oregon, which beat Ohio State and won and is rated number one, or should be, and why is Ohio State favored? Is that just where the money's going? Because am I missing something here?
I say this knowing this might be the national championship. I have said all Ohio State's the most talented team in college football. It should win the national title. They obviously gacked against Michigan, but Michigan showed against Alabama yesterday that it's actually got a funky sort of formula that might work. But they're just better. I mean, wouldn't be shocked at all if Oregon wins. But that is just a loaded game. And the problem with this becomes that everyone's going to say the same thing. Okay, well, that's not really fair that Oregon, who's the number one team in the country, undefeated, and their reward is Ohio State, really? Meanwhile, you know, Texas gets Arizona State. Penn State gets Boise State. You know, those are, much easier games. But you kind of almost have to do it this way because what you need to do is you got to take as much of this out of the hands of a panel of judges as possible. Because, and I say this, you know, I know the whole process. I know the people doing this. I know it's not like they sit there and pore over the minutiae of college football. So you don't really want them having any more power than they have to have when it comes to putting this thing together. So the problem becomes, Boise State was ranked ninth, I think, and they're the third seed. That seems a little odd. Arizona State is the fourth seed. That doesn't seem a little right. So you do have these funky matchups. And maybe Arizona State can pull this off. I mean, Texas is going to Texas at some point. They're going to lose, but I don't think they will. But you're just not going to have these crazy runs. And like I think people are used to when it comes to college sports and these sorts of things.
Pete Futak is my guest, collegefootballnews.com, the editor, the publisher, the ranter, the raver. There's an old saying in my old stomping grounds in L.A., a lot of bad movies get made because a lot of good deals get made. And a lot of bad college playoff brackets get made because a lot of power gets played, it seems like. I don't know why you couldn't take the top 12 teams and seed them and then reseed them, making it as fair as possible for the teams that you deem to be the best in the country. They would have earned that opportunity to play the teams at the bottom of whatever bracket is left. How feasible is that?
The only reason why you don't is kind of in the NCAA tournament, you don't reseed because it's just too logistically impossible because you have these teams in town for the weekend and you don't really want to move them around. The way I've understood it, first of all, they just want to get this thing off the ground. I mean, for all the ripping and, you know, screaming at college football player people, they really are earnest when it comes to wanting to put together the best tournament possible. And part of the problem is that even if there are 10 days in between the games and you should technically be able to reseed. They wanted some sort of logistical, you know, George Costanza setting up hotels, you know, for the Yankee type of thing happening here, where you do know that, okay, you know, Notre Dame versus Indiana, they have to know that, you know, the winner of this is going to New Orleans. So then you have to put together the hotels, the packages, the deals in advance. And then if you're Indiana and you lose, okay, you packages don't go forward. And it's really just a real boring logistical thing as opposed to being something that, okay, competitively, yeah, of course. It's not fair that the one seed plays plays in Ohio State. And there's going to be a time when you do get the real bad, you know, the real big upset where the 12 seed moves forward and then someone else gets a break. So that's one of the kinks that's going to have to get worked out somehow.
Okay, you like Notre Dame's chances, or how much do you like Notre Dame's chances, or what does Notre Dame have to do to win?
Yeah, dead even. I mean, first of all, everything's still going forward, even after all the horrific stuff that happened. They're still going to play, at least they're saying this right now. You got the backup quarterback for Georgia. I mean, I think Georgia wins only because they're just better. They've got more talent. They've got more NFL guys. And when Georgia turned it on this year, you could see it. I mean, again, Georgia and Ohio State, when those two teams get out of their own heads and start playing, it's like, uh-oh, there we go. Like, we saw it in the first round with Ohio State with Tennessee. It's like, nope, Tennessee, you do not have the players that Ohio State has, and we got that. Second half of the SEC championship, Georgia loses Carson Beck, and they come out and they go, okay, we got to figure this out. All of a sudden, their lines decided they wanted to play. I mean, these are all NFL guys, and it just seems like they just need that extra little focus. That's what you don't want if you're a Notre Dame fan. But Notre Dame's good. I mean, Notre Dame's got NFL talent too. Really, really, really thin. Everyone's got injuries this time of year, but Notre Dame, more than anybody else, has been able to get through it. They got away with their offensive line getting just hammered by injuries over the second half of the season. I think today is where we kind of see this come to roost, where you're just going to see an offensive line that's still very good and can be powerful and has its moments, but when the Georgia defensive front really turns it on, that's going to be a problem. So, yeah, absolutely. Notre Dame can win. They've got the starting 22. They've got the talent to do this. And you've got Gunnar Stockton under center for Georgia, and Notre Dame's had time to prepare for him. So I would not put anything past the Irish winning this thing, but I do think Georgia is just going to kind of turn that up a notch. You're going to see some fresh legs on this bunch, and I think they're going to pull this thing off.
Does the venue matter much in Notre Dame-Georgia game?
Not really. I mean, this would be a little bit different if this was in Atlanta, and maybe you'd get more of an Atlanta crowd. But even there, Alabama used to be able to beat Georgia in SEC championships and a national title, even with a pro-Georgia crowd. It'll be mostly Georgia, but I don't think it'll matter that much. If anything, it's probably more of a motivating factor for Notre Dame than anything else if it's 70% Georgia in the stands.
So going forward, the one thing that you talk about, the upsets, the 12-5 upset kind of stuff that we saw in basketball, somebody who might be overlooking one of the lesser teams, if Penn State had overlooked Boise State, for instance, and what if these guys don't get out of here, that kind of stuff. That is there that game out there you can see, or are we past that?
It would totally be Arizona State at this point, and I don't think that's happening. We kind of saw what the Big 12 has been so far in the bowls, between Colorado showing itself against another Big 12 team, BYU. Even Kansas State won its bowl game, but Rutgers somehow scored 40-something points, and that's Rutgers. Iowa State loses to Miami if Cam Ward decides not to tap out at halftime. So the Big 12 is just not that great. But Arizona, they've got a style. They've got a toughness to them. They're truly playing with house money because they were picked, I believe they're picked finished last in the Big 12 by many. And they just had this magical, wonderful season. It's a fun team. I mean, it's a good bunch of characters. They are feisty. This is a physical bunch. I just think they're going to have a problem with the Texas lines as the game goes on. But then, look what we're about to get, though. We're probably going to get, think about it. I think the national championship's happening today in Pasadena, but we're going to get Georgia or Notre Dame go against Penn State. And we're probably going to get Texas versus Oregon versus Ohio State. There's your normal Final Four. And at the end of the day, we might get two SEC teams versus two Big 12 teams. And it's going to be Big 10 teams. And it's going to be, what we kind of are used to. The problem's going to be, this is the weekend where usually the college football playoff happens for the Final Four. And then seven or eight days from now, we get the national championship. This sucker is going to drag out until January 20th. And by then, it's all going to be about the NFL playoffs. So we'll see how this works from an attention span, a fan attention standpoint. But we are going to have some powerhouses coming up in this next round.
Last question before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. Talking with Pete Futak, collegefootballnews.com. Playing on campuses made a difference for campuses that weren't out for break, for summer or winter break. And it was different from the bowls, and now that we're dealing with actual bowls of sugar and rose and all manner like that, then you've got maybe not the best football fans. You certainly got teams that travel well or schools that travel well. What do we gain from the experience? What do we learn from the experience of those kind of games on campus?
It's good. You're absolutely right. So the big thing that was one of the things, they're having a hard time selling out the stadium at Ohio State, and Tennessee's taking over, 30% of the stadium, and Penn State. Yeah, the students are gone. Like, it's one thing if it's a massive city where you might have outlier fans. If this ever happens in like L.A., you're going to get the fans coming out for that for some stretch. But like, if you're State College, Pennsylvania, and you take roughly 40,000 to 70,000 people off the city because they're gone for holidays, the school's closed or whatever, you're not going to get the same bunch there. And always happens, and this is going to rear its head even further going forward, is everyone has to realize that these fan bases are pretty tapped out. Like, if you're a Georgia or Notre Dame fan, you're hoping to play for the next round. And so maybe you don't go to this game in New Orleans and spend the money for New Year's Eve, which, it's going to gouge you to begin with. And you're hoping to get to that next step. And you're going to pay the money for that. And definitely if it's the national championship, you'll break the bank for it. But if your team is rolling through this, you can't really afford four games to go to. So that's why you're going to hear all this stuff about, well, the tickets are now $4 on StubHub or something like that. Well, that's just because a lot of these fans have a hard time traveling. But there is going to be the contingent, and they are going to be selling these things out. That's why, especially for the Rose Bowl today, I'll be shocked if it's not a very pro-Oregon crowd. Just a little easier to travel there.
And warmer. All right.
Actually not going to be. It's supposed to be like 50s tonight, I think, for this thing. But it's going to be beautiful. It's Pasadena. It's New Year's Day. So it's the one thing college football is how it should be.
There you go. Pete, I appreciate your time. Thanks again. Thanks, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Pete Futak of collegefootballnews.com. And we'll get back to the pros, such as the Bears are. We'll talk with Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times. Caleb Williams is going to play Sunday. Patrick wrote a piece saying, should he? Is this really the right thing? We'll talk to him about that. Next, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.